Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here again, a portion of the lection. The gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. Paul was writing to the churches of Galatia about a problem that they were encountering. We also encounter problems in the midst of our service to Christ. We are tempted, indeed enticed, to always want to add something to what God's done, to alter what He has done to make it more meaningful, more relevant, more attractive, perhaps more entertaining, more appealing to the seeker. We are tempted to add our wisdom, our intellect, to what God has done, changing His gospel to fit our opinions and the opinions of the people of the world. Paul was dealing with a group that we know as the Judaizers. They were intent on forcing the Gentile Christians to conform with the practices of the Jews. They insisted that the non-Jewish believers must adhere to Jewish law and tradition, particularly the law of Moses, with emphasis on circumcision, in order to be fully justified before God. He wrote earlier in chapter 1 to the Galatians, he says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed." The Judaizers were certainly teaching a different gospel, one that is indeed no gospel, but law. The Jews mutilated the message of the gospel by substituting works for grace. There are all sorts of substituting of works for grace going on today. All sorts of ideas around today of how we are made right with God. Some feel that it is their efforts alone that make the difference. God loves them because they're good people who obey the law, who are nice to their neighbors, who are better than their neighbors. There are those who feel that we must add something of our own efforts to what God has done. Then there are those who confess that there is nothing that merits anything before God but His grace. They confess, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gift, sanctified me, and kept me in the true faith." We live in a pluralistic society that proclaims that there is not one single correct faith. All men have their own views of God, and nobody is wrong. Everyone is saved, and you unloving Lutherans, by insisting on pointing to Christ as Savior, are intolerant. Pluralism leaves no room for God's gospel. Paul confesses, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." The gospel that Paul preached was not an invention of his own, not an invention of man. It was what God had revealed, teaching that what was consistent with the teaching of the other apostles. It was doctrine that declared Jesus Christ as the sole means of salvation. It was a teaching that declared that we are saved not by what we do, rather by what God has done for us. What do you believe? Do you bring something to God? Can you save yourself? Of course not. St. Paul's teaching under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit says to the Ephesians, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift, the gift of God." God is the active agent in our salvation, in our conversion. God was the active agent in establishing his holy word. St. Peter says, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they are carried along by the Holy Spirit. Indeed, God breathed out the word, as Paul tells Timothy, all scripture is breathed out by God." The authors of the Holy Scriptures were indeed inspired by God. They were the eyewitnesses to the glory of God. Firsthand, they experienced the presence of God and heard the Lord Jesus teach the truth. The truth is this: God acts for us. He bestows forgiveness in the revealed word of the gospel. He brings us to faith, forgives sin, and sustains faith in the water and word of baptism, and gives his body and blood in the gospel of his holy supper. And through them, God brings gospel to us. His gospel, not man's. What do we need to add to what he has done? Not a thing. What can we depend upon? What God has done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.